That reminded me, Ed, of something that a video that Erin put in our Signal group last week of her some mummy daughter time, and we love Erin, we love her mothering ways, and we love her daughter Eliza. She's an absolute character.
But what you don't love is my propensity to share her videos to our group chat.
No, I think the videos go too long. You know that.
You wish that I treated you like I treated my Channel 9 football colleagues, and that's as colleagues purely and not for videos.
No,
of
this
kids.
Video was very funny. It was funny. There's no doubt about it. I didn't get to the end of it. But,
you're in lockdown. You can't physically do anything else. You went for 30 seconds and you still couldn't get to the end.
But you're prepared to share this with everyone.
Well,
this
I haven't
video,
asked Sean permission or, you know. But anyway, so whatevs.
This is you and Eliza just hanging out on the bed. She's three. She's woken up from a nap or about
to
go to a nap.
Yeah, just woken up from a nap, and literally the first, and I promise you, like I wrote a piece about this about a year and a half ago when she first dropped it. I don't think she's said it since then. It was just the most random. Anyway, it's not my proudest moment.
There it is.
Here we go.
What did you say?
I say f***.
Eliza, that is very naughty. Eliza, that is naughty. We don't say that word.
Yeah.
Now, the video goes for, was it 90 seconds? Was
it? Well, there was a period there where I was trying to pretend to be stern just because I knew I'd be sharing this video between family and friends. So I wanted my mum at least to think I was trying to tell her it was wrong. But then I just lost it and started giggling. And her timing is incredible, though. She's got this real ability for comedic timing.
Oh, she's right up there with some of the great swearers in history.
Like who?
She's Kevin Rudd, like, you know. But well, Ed, how are you going to go with Arnie? Is he going to be allowed to swear?
No, he's got a little bit of that in his locker. He's obsessed with the word bum at the moment and the word fart. Those are his two main ones, and that draws a bit of, if he says bum or fart, a dinosaur gets put away. Cause I can't have it. I can't be at another supermarket and him yelling bummy fart, bummy fart, bummy fart. It's not good for my reputation.
Yeah. See, that's kind of depressing for me. Cause that's like child appropriate kind of rude words, isn't it? That's what Eliza should be saying.
Well, I've got three children and my daughters are not swearers. They're clean of mouth. My son is swearing a lot when he plays sport. So we're out in the backyard. We're out in the backyard, and every time he misses a layup or a two-point or whatever, he drops the magic word.
But that's you, though. You're that.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, but I try to say to him, you don't have to swear.